This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour just outside Kandahar City in Afghanistan. That's where the U.S. military is starting a new program they hope will wean Afghan troops off American military assistance. Groups of a dozen or so American soldiers go out into the country to help the Afghan army plan for operations and supply themselves in the field. They're called Security Force Assistance Teams. NPR's Tom Bowman visited one team at a combat outpost in the Panjway district, and he found that getting the Afghans to become independent will take some time.
Listen carefully to this sound. It's the latest challenge for the Army training team. The constant hum of a massive white generator, the size of a garden shed, squatting in the dusty heat. It powers the lights, computers, and air conditioners for the Afghan Army Battalion. More than 500 Afghan soldiers housed in a collection of old tents and wooden buildings on one side of this American outpost. The problem is the Afghans still get fuel for the generators from the Americans. The Americans have had enough of that. They say it's time for the Afghans to get fuel from their own government. The dispute is one of Lieutenant Adam Mancini's greatest headaches.
Today, they came by at 11 o'clock. And it's like that every day. They expect me to just, you know, to be there, like a gas station, and give them gas whenever they need it.
Mancini is a burly, easygoing officer from Framingham, Massachusetts. He just started on this training team 3 weeks ago. Until the Afghans learn to requisition fuel from their government, Lieutenant Mancini is stuck being a gas station attendant.
So we see an Afghan Army pickup truck full of fuel cans here. Plastic fuel cans are all strapped to the back, and probably about two dozen of them here.
Lieutenant Mancini says his commander has threatened to cut them off.
You know, they're going to have to learn. So, once we leave, they can stand up on their own, fight the Taliban if they're still around, and create more stability on their own.
The fuel is just one problem. This American training team also is trying to wean the Afghans off American bottled water, get them to fix their own radios, and plan their own missions. The Americans hope to create more than 100 of these training teams in Afghanistan in the coming months. It's all part of an effort to get the Afghans to become self-sufficient before the Americans hand over responsibility in 2 years. As the Afghan soldiers fill the gas cans, one of their officers wanders over. His name is Sergeant Major Jalaka Hassar. He has a trim beard, deep lines in his face, and the swagger of command. He insists the Afghan army can now defend its own soil. Why do you need the Americans?
We can learn something from them to fight, and also they can give us training courses.
Training courses, and of course that diesel fuel. Lieutenant Mancini, after he finished filling all the fuel cans, heads over to the Afghan battalion headquarters to get signatures for the fuel. He greets the battalion's logistics officer.
So can we put a request in for fuel for them now?
No.
No, says the Afghan lieutenant. He has a stack of papers and a stack of excuses for why he can't supply diesel fuel for his soldiers.
We need first serial number.
Now, how long is it going to take?
Maybe it takes 1 month or maybe less than 1 month.
Lieutenant Mancini shrugs.
So in the meantime, we have to give you fuel daily? Because I'm not sure how long the Colonel Rutherford is going to go along with that.
Colonel Wilson Rutherford, he's the tough love officer who commands the American battalion. The Afghan lieutenant suddenly jumps up, slams his chair back, and storms out of the meeting. He returns a few minutes later and signs for the fuel his men took. Lieutenant Mancini collects the papers and heads outside.
It's frustrating because the system doesn't really make sense to me, but...
But the colonel may cut him off in a week or so from fuel, right?
Yeah. I hope he does, too. I think it'll be one way that they learn something.
We asked Colonel Rutherford, the battalion commander, would he cut off fuel to the Afghans?
Not in the near term.
Still, he says the Afghans have to do more for themselves.
I will listen to what you want, but I'm not going to give you everything that you want.
And Lieutenant Mancini, he and his team still have 8 more months to coax the Afghans to take care of themselves. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.